this is not going to be permanent. Like, this is not geschmack. Like, and I want to, everybody say, guys who know, Perm is like the best day in this year, like to be in this year. Like, you know, there used to be people like who, like, when it was like a little hefty, like people used to register for my share for Perm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, it's geschmack. It's geschmack, and Amirtishim will get back there. And like, you know, and Moshe, I know you asked this, even after you graduate, you zicher have to come. Jack, I would have said that before you went to Florida, but you know, now, no, chas v'shalom. But it's geschmack. So it's like really a struggle for me too. And my family, like, it's just gevalik. You know, the old house had broken windows. You know, it was just like crazy. He once fell into, I was dancing with a Talmud, and he once fell into the screen, whatever. It was geschmack. It was all tamed and everything. Geschmack. It was geschmack. So I didn't really say anything in that sense. But, you know, so I think myself included, we're struggling, you know, like, how is this going to really be a real point? So I just want to be Maisif and Nakuda, that I think is a very important shmooze. It's the following. And I said this to my shul. There was a bacher that was a ben bayis by one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. A big, big yeshiva. And the yeshiva was in debt. And he went to, he arranged for a trip to Chutz La'aretz, 2 weeks, to raise funds, to try to maintain and keep the yeshiva open. Garnished. Comes back empty-handed, mamish. The matzav in America is just not a giving matzav. It's a difficult predicament. He comes back very distressed. He's going to have to close up the yeshiva. There was a ben bayis in his house that turned to Rashiva and he said, Rashiva, please give me 2 weeks. I'm going to book a flight to America. Give me a chance to raise all the funds. Rashiva says, okay. You know, like, I have nothing to lose, but like, fine. Comes back 2 weeks later. Every single check is there and then some. And Rashiva is in shock. Rashiva turns to this boy and he says, understand, you have mamish no fundraising experience. You've never done this before in your life. I do this year to year. I know who to go to. I have connections. And this year, I accept it was a difficult matzav. You know, like, I couldn't do anything. It was gatenish. It wasn't working out. And you, like, mamish, come back and without any experience. You know, just every check is here. Are you talking at that? So I'm going to say, listen, before I get to the end of the story, listen to the matzav. Listen to what the Torah says. You have a sefer dvarim. I need a chumash dvarim. Shmos. I need a chumash dvarim. Okay, first of all. Please, yeah. 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 Okay. Oh, these chumashim are very helpful. Parshas Truma, Parshas Tetzaveh. Do it with a stone chumash. The pictures, the diagrams are really great. You have to do those parshas with the
Which parshas is Rebbe looking for now?
Parshas Vayelech. Parshas Vayelech, Rabbi Yisai. Gemara in Chulin has drushals for all the characters in the Megillah. Haman min Atar Minayin, Esther min Atar Minayin, Mordechai min Atar Minayin. Right? Anyone know what's Haman min Atar Minayin? What's the marker for Haman? Amin Eitzazeh, Eitzadas. Mordechai, what's the marker for Mordechai min Atar Minayin?
Mordor,
no? Mordor, Parshas Kisisa, the Ketores. Esther min Atar Minayin, Rabbi Yisai?
Aster
is Pone. What parsha is that in? You can guess because it's the parsha I just was talking about.
Yes.
Where?
Vayelech.
Excellent. Parshas Vayelech. So let's turn to Parshas Vayelech. Salvin Vayelech. Here we go. So what's the context of the parsha there? Anoichi Aster is Pone. Everybody said, listen carefully. Take a look at this afterwards. Esther Menatur Minam.
ויאמר השם אל מוישה, השם שץ למוישה, הנחו שייך ומאפסך, וקמה עם הזה וזונה אחרי. אלוקי נחר הארץ.
What's going to happen, Moshe Rabbeinu? You're going to be long gone. Klal Yisrael in the future are what? Are going to be mezane and rebel against me and be with other gods, follow other gods, asher u'bashom bekirbo, v'zavani v'hefer es brisi asher karati ito.
And they will mamish rip up the treaty that we had and the agreements that we've had, and they will stoop to the lowest level. V'chora api bo v'yoyim ahu v'azavtim v'iztarte panai mehem.
So what's going to happen? Listen to Pasuk Yitzayin.
And I will get very angry, and there will be a lot of negative reactions and difficult things that will be ultimately come out of this reality. And what happens? They'll be punished. But then, Klal Yisrael chaps.
What's the first step to doing tshuva, Rabbi Yisai?
Hakar sachet, recognizing, right? Recognizing that you did something wrong. And then the Torah says, "Va'anochi aster aster pane v'yom ahu al aro asher also kifone olukim achir." And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds that what? Anochi aster aster pane.
Ask the Ramban in Parshas Vayelech. I don't understand. The sequence of events that are happening in this Parsha doesn't make sense. So listen carefully.
Klal Yisrael mezane. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mamish them. Klal Yisrael recognize and they say, oh, asher ein elokai bekir mi matzuni elokai raro tzayilu. They're already bali tshuva. They're already on the right path. Things are working out. And then what? Aster minatayr minayin? Anoichi aster aster fanai. Should have been in the last pasuk before they say asher lino kabi kirbi. Not once their bamish being chayzer b'tshuva. Everyone hear the Ramban's kasha? It's a bam kash. Listen to the psukim, Rabbi Yisai. Anoichi aster aster fanai boyoy mahu. Al kol aro asher also kifono elokim acherim. Nir lefi ani asdaiti. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not punishing us in that pasuk because of being over the avodah zarah, because of chalking it. No, we're already on the right path. We're being from a yidden. We're shomer Torah mitzvahs. We keep Shabbos. We keep kashrus. Over what?
Do we really, really feel like Yisaimin?
Do we really feel that the Ashkocha is what's controlling everything? When we keep our Shabbos, when we're chayzer b'tshuva, is it without being poineh le'elokim acherim? Or is it with a matzav of what? I'm a frum a yid. I'm not an Orthodox, but l'maisa, I gotta do my ishtadlus. And what does that mean, l'maisa? That defines my life. I'm really subservient to everything else. I don't know if she's Aitas Lanavshi. I'm trying every other way. But I categorize myself as from. Dos is Purim. Dos is Begilas Esther. Esther Minatoira Minayin. Lachar Sheyoimru Al Sheyena Lekai Mikirbi Matsina Arosa Elu. I'm doing everything right, Rabbi Nishalayim. What? What do you want from me already? Stop turning in the other directions. Kifono le'elokim acherim, on the pnio, on the turning of the head, on the eitzus lenavshi. Ad ono taster ponecha mimeni. Not ad shetachzer b'tshuva. Not ad sheyishmer es shabbos. Not ad sheyoichol kashrus. Ad sheoshes eitzus lenavshi. Until I start recognizing the Rabbeinu Shalom control. His bacher turned to the Rosh Hashiva and he said, Haflurfe. He said, Rosh Hashiva, I'm going to explain to you exactly how this came about. He said, I'm a ben bias by you. Why am I a ben bias by you? You know. You know that when I was young boy, I lost my mother
And you know that years later, I lost my father. And it was a very big sorrow. And that's where I came to this yeshiva, and you took me in, and I'm a ben bais. But the yeshiva, I want to tell you something I never told you. When I was sitting shiva for my father, and I was a yasam asher in loy avo in, somebody came home to me and told me something that changed my life. He said, I know this is very difficult, but I want to tell you something to be mechazik. You're not going to understand this, but you need to remember this. I'm going to tell you a pasuk that's going to change your life. You need to realize what the koach you have. And that pasuk is, Avi ve'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasvi. You know what that means? It means you can live a life right now without a mother and a father. That's very difficult, but you need to realize that because you don't have a father and mother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes your father. And he's there to respond and to reply to all of your bakoshas. Shiva, I heard that at the shiva. And that was been my mahalach my whole life. Any predicament I found myself in, any situation that I was stuck into, before I picked up the phone, before I sent a text, before I sent an email, I first turned to the Borei Olam and I said, Hashem, you're my father. This is what I need. And that's exactly what I did on behalf of this yeshiva. I said, this is my yeshiva, Hashem. I need this to work out. Without any fundraising abilities, I went to America and I collected all the checks. That's the opportunity that we have this Purim. You're right. If it's a Purim of Asher Pana Lelokim Acherim, if it's a Purim that's all about the Chevra, who you're with, how crazy could you be? Can we be in this Chevra and not in that Chevra? A Purim of what, if I would summarize it, of, I don't know, how can I get around, how can I figure out to make my Purim as geschmack as possible? Who can I hang out with? Which guy could it be around? Is that a real Purim? A Purim to decide, I'm going to give Mishloach Maros to him and not to him. Is that a Purim? Or is that an ahafechu of what Chazal actually said the mitzvah was? To be mar bereis. To decide to go here and not to go there. It's a Purim be'etzim, Rabbi said, if we call a spade, it's a little bit of a Purim that had no Rabbi Nishalayim in it. This Purim Suda and this Purim experience is the most hafladika experience that we could ever have. In a matzav of bamish vina hafaychu, living a haficha of life, and recognizing that we can't change anything. That we are totally dependent on the Bayri Olam. Getting drunk by yourself with the Melech Malchei Amlochim. Ash Yosoyim Asher Imoy Avoim. There is no more incredible Purim, Rabbi Yisai. If it's real. And if that's really what you're looking for. It's a Purim with Anoichi Haster, Haster is Bonai. To be able to really, really be Megala the Haster. What is everything that's going on in the world really, truly about? It's not about Fauci. It's not about CNN versus Fox. It's not about Democrats versus Republicans. It's not about McConnell and Trump. It's not about any of this stuff. All of that was just a hafeicha of an hafeichu. Left and right in every single normal situation that you thought was a mainstay and a chazoko and a muchzok. That at least, you know, we're protected like this. Or at least things will be normal like this. Or at least we'll be able to have our shuls, our minyan. No! No! Why? Because we're getting so lost in our own etzus. We are not honestly walking around as Yisayim and Masher in Lay Avoy. So Mamelo, you're going to have
something mechusar in your Purim experience. It's not going to be authentic. It's not going to be really, really, truly revealing a Megillas Esther. Because Esther ultimately comes where in the Torah? On that pasuk. V'anoichi haster aster pona, not on the Averis. After we already got back onto the path. But we're still living a fake existence with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And if we now come to that same recognition and to that same Islavos and that same Kabbalah Me'ava, Kimu V'Kiblu, but not because of any person that's around me or because of the Chevra or because of the circumstances or because of the Matzav or because where I was invited to or because what yeshiva I went to or because what yeshiva I'm in right now, or because what shir I'm in right now, or because who I'm dating, or because who my parents are, or because who my community is, or because who I associate with. That's all dvarim atfluyim b'davar acher. That's all other directions of pnius. Pona l'elikim acherim. That's not an emistic avoda of just adlo yodo. Bitul adas. Bitul ha'atzmius. Bittul hadvarim acherim she'anoichi oshes eitzes l'nafshi bohem. Azat Purim. It's a totally different perspective, Rabbi Yisai. It's taking what we think is a negative and is mamish the truest emistic experience. So do you want it or not? Or are you going to say, no, I'm an old Purim guy. I'm an old Purim guy. I give him a shloach monas with a machlokes. I only do sudas in certain chevras. You know what I'm talking about, Rabbi Yisai. I'm from keeping the mitzvahs, keeping the dinim. Asher ein l'kai b'kirbi matzuna Rabbi Yisai. I got the jargon. I got the lingo, Rabbi Yisai. I got the look. I have the look. I'm faxed on a bed. I'm from. I'm good. I got the look. Voice. We have an opportunity here to have a moment of a real experience. Let's capitalize on it. Let's recognize it, that this is not just a schmooze. This is a hagdorah. And why this Purim is so valuable. Why this Purim in a life of masks is mamish an ability to be megala everything. Listen to the words of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Listen to him whispering to us. Thus is the greatest word. And Ken Zayin, Rabbi, it's very possible that if we achieve this and we can go into the world of Purim, min amoyadosh asher eino sida livatim, if we can really tap into that reality of a full, true connection with the Borei Olam, without any eitzes, without any side factors, without any things that we're hanging our hat on and we're going to be dependent on in order to connect with the Borei Olam. Ken Zayin, Rabbi Yisai, we might take our existence and bring it to the Olam HaOsid. To mamish be megal in the Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbi Yisai. To bring Mashiach to Tenu, Rabbi Yisai. Maybe that's the lead up. Maybe this is the Nisayan. So now what? I'm going to spit in the face of the Rabbeinu Shalom when he's giving me opportunity? You know what the Derei Derei were waiting for in existence like this? Rabbi Akiva lived his whole life to die on Kiddush Hashem. And you don't want to have a Purim on Kiddush Hashem? As that perspective, Rabbi Yisai, of an ahafaychu of your whole Purim perspective, maybe you don't have it right. Maybe this is exactly what the Borei Olam wants from you. Because he wants to know your true colors. He wants to know what it's really about. He wants to know, not after you get the Einshin, not after you start being from, because Lamaisa, it's not going to work, everything's crumbling, like it says in Parshas Vayelech. What about the Pnius L'Makomos Acher? What about the Eitzes L'Nafsh? Are we going to do that or not? Dosis Purim, Tavshin Pe'avot, Vayisai. What a schus. What a schus. That we have
like no other Torah. To be a real Eved Hashem. To be a real grandson of Esther Hamalek. She wasn't going to any chevros. She wasn't hanging out and she had no atis other than Baruch Hu. I'm a Yosin. That was all the credentials she had. And that's what allowed for the mace to happen. So we have to do a percentage of that. To give up on our fake reality, our fake existence, our fake atis, our fake dvarim acherim that we call the appropriate avodah. And we have to start involving the Borei Olam into our avodas, into our simchas Torah. The Meila Rabbi said this course that we can get, believe all the Pnei Sacher, the Mamish make it a truest moment, Rabbi said, will be the greatest course possible. So Rabbi said, just hold on to that. Hold on to that when you're getting closer to Purim, getting bugged out about Purim. Perhaps you have to flip yourself on the head. The Mamish have to flip over. And you have to realize the matana and what a skus we have. We also have a skus of Talmud Torah.